bullying. But the problem is when you stand up for yourself, people don't like when you stand up for yourself.
Right.
People
not
don't
even
like when you stand up and speak out. If you see something, say something. I have been bullied for since pre-K to sixth grade. I want to say I have been bullied, and because I've been bullied and I overcame that, I know how to like go about my day. I know how to stay strong. I know how to get through it because I've been bullied. I've been there, did that, done that. And I feel like they need more support systems in this school because so many people, so many parents, so many child has been failed to the system. And I believe that these teachers need to, they need to bring more teachers into the school who really care about these children because you see, as these parents, they go through stuff already with their children. They go through bullying. They go through all of this. And every time when people want help, they close the doors on the...
That's not right. Right. And that's not doors. Right.
We need more justice.
No justice!
No peace! No
justice!
No peace!
No justice! No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice! No peace!
No justice!
Also, one more thing I want to say is that they need to put the teacher, the principals, the people who did it, I'm agreeing to her, that they need to put them in jail because you did your wrong. It's time to sit down and realize what you have done.
That's
you,
right.
Not just that you broke the community, not just that you broke the parents, you are breaking the law. You are breaking everything. Not just you breaking the parents because the parents are hurt, but you are breaking the community too. As you can see, we need to be a community and stand up together and speak out for what's right. But instead, we want to be
Desire is hardworking. Desire's been working hard since she was this little. She used to run a lemonade stand. She's an entrepreneur. She has several different businesses. She's loving, caring, genuine, sweet, hard. She's an angel on earth. She was an angel on earth. Desire is amazing. Desire is great. Smile. Brighter than mine.
Yes.
Yes. Smile, baby. Yes. Desire was amazing. She would not hurt nothing or let nothing hurt.
We provided the pictures in the email that went out, so if you didn't get those pictures, let me know.
She was an AB student. She was wanted to go to college. She was working very, very hard. She wind up in this bad school because she got in trouble from her mental health that I didn't understand at the time. I didn't find out till 7 months ago what happened to her. So I was suffering for a very, very long time not knowing what was wrong with my daughter. I was in hospitals, I was in counseling, ECMCs, I was everywhere. Asking for help, begging for help.
How long has she been at this school?
Desire did like 2 school years here. Last school year when they came to our house, and this school year when they pumped her at the water fountain again.
Can you tell us about the bullying? I know this is coming. We're trying to understand what was the bullying that was going on?
The bullying that was going on in the school was over the guy that raped her, Nazan. He sent some new girls this school year that she didn't have no clue who they were. She sent the girls up to Desire and said, "Hey, Nazan said hi." Desire said, "My heart dropped down to my..." These girls come up to me like, "Nazan said hi." She said, "Mom, my heart just dropped." And then I'm like, "Well, I said, what you doing?" Desire said, "I went to the principal and I told the principal that the little girls mentioned Nazan to me." The little girls also went to the principal office too. And the principal stated in the video that the little girls told me that they didn't know Nazan either. He just sent in a message to Desire.
So they knew the situation and that's why they were kind of egging it on?
Yes.
Okay. What would you wish for the school and for the community to do to prevent situations like this from happening, especially for young women and for young women of color?
I would like for them to, first of all, follow the New York state law, the DASA law, and to record and monitor and make sure that everything is being documented. So if something happens to somebody's child, a tragedy happens to somebody's child, we could come back to the school and come get the documents and the paperwork.
And just to be clear again,
they need to keep up on top of their business.
And to clarify, the school and the police did absolutely nothing, about the situation.
Nothing.
The boy was a student here, or is he a student somewhere?
No, he wasn't a student here at another school. Can I say the school? Tapestry
Charter School.
Tapestry Charter School. The other kid went there. I heard now that he's out of school now. Working from home right now.
And Desiree wasn't
the only one. He deleted his account. The mom deleted that.
Desiree wasn't the only one.
Yeah, she wasn't the only one. I'm getting confirmations in my phone now.
He has assaulted other girls.
They say he is a monster. The story that my daughter told me about him, he is a monster.
And there's videos.
Videos. He take videos of the little girls. He break their virginities. He take videos of them, and
that's child porn distribution. Let's make it clear.
And the mother told me. When I told the mother, she said, I'll post your daughter on the internet. I'll post your daughter. She just getting rowdy with me. So I was kind of scared too, because I can't get my daughter can't be out here on the internet. So I was still in the shell too. I was also in the shell.
Yeah, the fact that there is videos, the fact that it was distributed even amongst students, or for all we know, other administration within the school, that's child porn distribution.
Yeah.
Cut and dry. It doesn't matter if they're children themselves, if there is video of a child that is going through sexual activities, that is child porn. And if you send it, that is child porn distribution. Okay, so there's a lot that the school needed to get done. And if they acted quickly, if they actually tried to make sure they investigated, if they actually went and reported it, and the fact is a lot of schools, not just this school, this is an actual trend that happens across the board, from elementary, from Dr. Johnson, you guys remember him? To junior high, to high schools, to colleges. Schools refuse to report. They refuse to follow New York State law because they don't want that on their record. They don't want them to get dinged. They don't want to lose the prospect of new students. And it is completely on their own personal interest to push people like Desire aside and keep everyone quiet. And this mother is not going to let it happen.
So we're going to...
Shama, S-H-A-I-M-A-A, last name Akil, A-A-K-I-L.
All right, we're wrapping up. One last thing is, Serena, her safety is at risk as well, obviously. So, we are asking for the family and any of the community members that want to help, step up and provide some protection, drive by her house. Y'all know where she live at. Drive by her house, make sure she's safe. Give her a call. Make sure she's okay. Check in on her.
And
she does have a GoFundMe. We'll provide you guys with the GoFundMe as well. And that's to help with the services and to stop bullying. Sorry? Right, and we have a culture of protecting assaulters. We have a culture of protecting assaulters in this country, right?
Yeah.
This country has rape culture, right? It's sexual assault culture. It's bullying culture. This is look at the election. It's a prime example of what's going on in our country, and it's going on in our schools too. So it's like we gotta maintain control of ourselves and of our children and make sure that everybody's on the right path. But that's it. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.